Yeah, it was a great day. As you said, two Regan Cups and also the league title this year. It's absolutely a credit to the girls. They've put in a lot of work in the last 2 years. It shows the talent that is in Donegal, and it's just brilliant to get them on a platform that they can play at a good level.
In terms of the game itself today, Breach, you were well in control at half time, 4-0 to the good. Tell us a wee bit about that first half.
Yeah, we were in control in the first half. We had two major injuries going into the game, with our keeper being out, and Zara Scott, Kate, our player diver, our goalkeeper being out, and Zara Scott both with knee injuries. So we were apprehensive in the first half and how we'd set up. But thankfully, everything that we had worked on, the girls took it into the game, and we just... They took control of the game. They wanted to win it. They wanted to get the two titles in a row.
Yeah, and then the second period, more of the same, really. Yous were really just too strong, especially as Cork wilted there near the end.
Yeah, Cork started to tire in the second half. And I suppose when you go a couple of goals up, people start getting letting their heads dip. And I think that's what affected Cork in the second half. That because we had four in the first half, and then we scored early in the second half again, it was just hard for them to keep going.
Yeah, so let's go through the goal scorers then. Caitlin Fletcher, she enjoyed herself this afternoon. She got 4-2 in the first, 2 in the second. And Kerry Loughery and Caitlin Doherty also chipping in with a couple each. Obviously massive contributions on a day like this.
Yeah, Kerry got a hat-trick. Caitlin was Caitlin Fletcher, who also got received player of the match. Did absolutely amazing. Two, as you said, 2 in the first, 2 in the second. Caitlin Doherty got 2. But like there was good performances. Ellie Long, some of them goals were put on a plate for the girls. She had an amazing game in the midfield. Cody Walsh also pressed hard to try and get on the score sheet, but it just didn't work out for her today. And the other thing in the first half, like I think after 5 minutes, we lost Jodie Loughery, who's a big influence in the game. And thankfully, yes, we hope that her injury is not as bad as we expect. But what do you call it? She would have been a big loss for us in the first half.
So it's a League and Cup double. You've retained the Regan Cup. You couldn't really have asked for any more than that from this group, Breach. You must be so proud of the girls and what they've given you.
Yeah, it's great. Like, we only lose one player going forward to next year. So hopefully, like, yes, it'll be a big challenge going into the Prem next year, because every team will be playing, like, will be fully complements of the National League players. Like today, Cork had 3 National League players. So it's just trying to get them, or like the challenge will be there where we're at a level against the stronger players in the country.
And there'll be a few celebrations tonight then. There could be a few Friday morning lectures missed.
I don't know. I can't comment on that.
We'll see what happens. You'll enjoy the trip back up the road anyway.
Yeah, it'll be a good celebration going up the road. There'll be plenty of singing. It'll not be a quiet bus.
That's it. Well, congratulations once again. Thanks very much for joining us on The Score this evening, and enjoy the celebrations. Take care. Well deserved, Breach.
Thanks very much. Okay.
No problem. Talk soon. Thanks.
Thanks.